Where we're standing right now, we actually had our wedding back in October. So we had a big marquee set up here, and it was all, you know, nicely cut grass. And after the wedding, I hired a sod cutter, like a turf cutter, and then came through and, with a mattock by hand, dug all the clay and turned all this soil by hand. It was two weeks of hell.
But it's a backyard makeover that's definitely paid off. Mark Clapton's thriving urban market garden has proved so successful, he's now selling his excess leafy greens to local cafes. Hello, I'm Emma Siossian. Mark lives in Port Macquarie on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. To look at your house from the front, you wouldn't see anything different from a typical, you know, residential house, but the backyard here, as you say, the whole thing has been transformed. What made you decide to do this?
Well, in realising that how important our food is that we eat, I've sort of done a bit of personal research and come to realise that the stuff we're getting in the supermarkets isn't as nutrient-dense as we can possibly get. So the best way I thought to do that was to grow it myself in my backyard. In big agricultural setups, they use stuff to try and keep the pests and all the nasties away. They are safe to eat, but they're not probably as good as stuff you can grow yourself.
Mark did his homework before turning his backyard lawn into one big veggie patch. He follows permaculture principles, using more nutrients and fewer chemicals to achieve his results.
At the moment, I'm in full production with lettuce and rocket and radishes. I've got kale and spinach on the way, and there's also some fairly sad-looking beans over there I'm working on as well.
Did it take a lot of research to figure out how to plant? What sort of principles have you based your garden on?
Well, anyone can grow anything in their backyard. You've got to put it in the ground and stand back and water it, and it'll do itself. But to then start actually turning into a little business and start selling to customers, there's a fair bit of research there in trying to learn how to get the density of spacing your crops apart. And then when to harvest, that's the other thing.
You've tried to base it on 18th century farming principles. Describe, what are they?
So once, sort of, as we evolved as humans, we started to realise that if we plant things in paddocks, we can get more food. That then evolved over time with people living behind castle walls and not being able to go out into the paddock. So they then developed a market garden sort of set up where it was more of an urban setting. A little parcel of land was set aside for growing in their backyards or their gardening areas. And to actually achieve bigger yield, you plant your plants at closer densities so you can get more in less space. And that's sort of where the whole urban farming principle comes into it.
Does that essentially create its own ecosystem?
Every plot of land has its own micro ecosystem. And that's part of my job as a farmer, is to learn what my parcel of land's ecosystem's doing and how to maximise that.
Some chickens and ducks also reside in the market garden. They provide eggs, but also do their own work in the garden.
Well, there's a double sort of meaning with the chickens. Yes, you can obviously take their eggs. We've got two ducks in there as well. And the idea is that they're actual natural tillers of the soil and earth. Like, they naturally scratch and dig all the bugs out and turn all the grass over. So I'll use them to turn that into more growing space. So the idea is, in time, I'll have to maybe add a second story to the backyard to put the chickens in.
Right. I thought you were going to say something else about the chickens then. I was feeling a bit sad for the chickens, but
I keep saying that to the kids, but they won't let me.
The urban farmer hopes to one day expand his market garden and wants to eventually lease other people's backyards so he can develop other plots. He says it's a concept which is growing in popularity in Canada, led by Canadian urban farmer Curtis Stone.
Basing myself on the Curtis Stone urban farmer model, he actually has about seven different plots that he rents off people. So he's got his own backyard set up, similar to how I'm doing mine. But then he will go down the street to a neighbour, and they're not using their backyard, so they're leasing their backyard to him. So he pays their water bill, their entire water bill for the whole block, because obviously he's watering his plants. But then at the end of each week, he gives them a box of veggies. So it's not actually costing him dollars for rent, he's just paying the water that he's using plus their water bill.
Wow, and is that something that is happening elsewhere that you know of?
Not in Australia. I haven't seen anywhere yet that's doing that.
But in Canada?
But most definitely in Canada. It's huge in Canada.
And what about the incidence of urban market gardens like this in Australia? Do you know if they're starting to increase?
It's on the uptake. It's starting to get a bit of critical mass. More and more people are starting to sort of switch on to this more alternate, less chemical-induced food that we eat. So hopefully there's going to be more and more happening. I do this after hours, and the boss has been great. He's actually let me get a little plot at work happening as well, so I've got stuff growing out the front of the work.
As Mark looks to expand his backyard business in Port Macquarie, what's his advice to other homeowners? Should we all be ditching our lawns in favour of veggies?
Just have a go. There's no right and wrong. Nature's designed to work. It's not designed to not work. So take a handful of seeds and throw them in the backyard.